Gentlemen, I'm about to teach you how to be a top 1% man. In this video, I'm gonna give you 3 subtle ways to be a top 1% man outside of all the stuff that we already know. Work on your health, work on your finances, get more resources, more connections, more power. All of this stuff still holds true. But I cannot tell you how many men I've met that tick those boxes and will never be considered a high value man, because you may have all those things, but the truth, your real character is in the subtleties, and this is what people don't really talk about. Now, the first step to being a high value man is never ever, in a genuine serious manner, in a genuine serious conversation, refer to yourself as a high value male. I see this time and time again. Men say that they're a high value male and go tell their girlfriend to make them a coffee while they live at home with their mother. Listen, I'm gonna be very honest and real with you. There is pretty much no one in the whole manosphere, red pill space that is actually about it. I know their personal lives, I know behind the scenes, and most of these men are dating subpar women or don't have real respect or can hold frame with the woman that they're with. The reason is they are so busy screaming how high value they are rather than being it. You need to be, not do. It needs to be effortless. You think guys like Drake or guys like Brad Pitt in day-to-day conversations, listen, it's one thing on YouTube when you've got a title and a theme for the video, that's one thing. You think Drake and Brad Pitt are telling their friends or girls they're dating or their wife, I'm so high value, look at me. No. You might say, oh, they're celebrities. Okay, let's talk about the YouTube game, for example. You think someone like Patrick Bet-David, which is one of the only few people I genuinely, truly respect and look up to in this whole social media bullshit, influencer, this, that space. I can tell you right now, he's not sitting at dinner tables telling people just how high value he is. So in this video, I will use the terms high value, top 1%, but in day-to-day life, I just say simply that a man is of integrity, a man is of honor, a man is of substance, a man has character. For me, that's how I would describe an exceptional man. Not the whole top 1%, oh, I'm high value, look at me. I don't know. I just think all that stuff is fucking lame, honestly. And I would call the top 1% simply the new Renaissance men. So in this video, I'm gonna run through 3 concepts the new Renaissance men live by, and I'm speaking mainly, but it applies to everything in life, concepts to attract the opposite sex. Now, as I alluded to earlier in the video, these are the subtleties, but you still need to get your income up, you need to get your resources up. And in order to do that, I recently uploaded a video called How to Get Rich in Your 20s. This has been one of my most popular videos, and it has helped guide a lot of men to making their first income. So I'll go ahead and leave that YouTube video as the first link in the description. Now, one of the most important concepts that the new Renaissance man lives by is making things look effortless. Now, they shouldn't be effortless. We all know that in order to accomplish anything in life, it takes effort and hard work, but everything must appear effortless. Everything must appear as smooth as possible. I'll give you a small example. I would say that 90 to 95% of the time when I'm going on a date, I order for the other person. Now, it's probably a smart idea to suggest it and ask, would you like me to order for the table? And I can tell you from experience, 99% of women would rather the man just take charge, take lead, and just order. So that is one small example of effortlessness. The experience of going to dinner is effortless. She doesn't need to think about it. So I highly suggest you do the same. And in order to do the same, because you don't want to look like an idiot fumbling around, looking at the menu, oh, what should I do? Before you go, study the menu. Or if you're like me, I'm a creature of habit. There's maybe only, you know, 5-6 restaurants that I like going to. I know the menu pretty much back to front at this point. So either study the menu before you go, or just make it a habit of going to the same few places. Now, the next thing is the bill. I highly suggest, as you guys are coming towards the end of your meal, either you or her will go to the restroom. If she goes to the restroom, square away the bill very quickly. If you know that you're done with your meal, you're not gonna order anything else, or vice versa. If you go to the restroom at the end of the meal, just square away the bill while you're going to the restroom. And once again, this is another air of effortlessness. There is no bill at the end, you fumbling for your wallet, trying to pay, trying to maintain conversation while that's happening. Now, I know there might be a very small, stupid subsection of you that are going, wait, but if I do that, how do we split the bill? If you are still the sort of guy that thinks you should go on a date and split the bill with a woman, please just unsubscribe to my channel. You don't belong here. You belong in the kiddie sandpit playing with the other children. You are not a man. And I understand not everyone grew up with a Middle Eastern Russian background like I have. You know, the way that I was raised by my mother, the man pays for a bill on a date, and that's just not even a question. So I understand that maybe some of you were raised differently. If that is the case, this is probably not the channel for you. I'm trying to educate and nurture the next generation of stand-up men. And for me personally, in my opinion, that is not a very stand-up thing to do, to split the bill with a woman on a date. Now, getting back to the point of the bill, obviously, as time goes on, you can actually start doing things that are even cooler. Things like at certain establishments that you go to often, having the card on file so the bill actually never even shows up. Or for example, with me, my head of security is always on premises wherever I am, so I actually never even pay the bill. The bill is just taken care of and I just leave. And really, this is what women dream of. This is the stuff of fantasies. And by the way, I'm not saying that you have to be a billionaire here, because I can tell you right now, when I was dead broke, first starting my businesses, I still thought about this stuff. Of course, you can't do the whole flex of the bill doesn't come and all this stuff. But I mean, simple stuff. When I went on dates and we would just go for long walks because that's all I could afford, I would plan routes where I knew that there was a nice hot chocolate place or a nice ice cream place. So these are really $10 dates. But if you do it right, if you plan it right, if you make the whole experience effortless, then this is truly the stuff of dreams, of fantasies, of movies. This is the stuff that women dream of. It's this effortlessness that everything just seems to be going right. And that's what she sees. And that's what really women want to see, is just effortlessness. And that's why women love all of these romantic movies and these rom-coms and stuff like that. Obviously, she doesn't realize that on the backside, you're here planning everything and making sure everything goes in order. So things shouldn't be effortless, but they should look effortless. Now, effortlessness also reflects on how humble and under the radar you are. Never make a massive deal of something. No need to ever tell the woman the price of the bill or how much you spent on some new thing that you bought. No need for all this stuff. The less that you flex and the more comfortable you seem, you can still talk about yourself. You can still talk about your achievements. You can still talk about things that are going on in your life. But we all know the difference between talking when addressed or when the time is right, or just weird flexes that are incongruent, that are poorly timed, that the girl or even just people you're networking with are just kind of like, cool, I didn't really ask. You need to remember in general to be the guy rather than telling her you're the guy. Now, the next concept is you need to be a modern gent. Here's what I see right now. I see either the black pill or just like the women hating crowd that are like, the world is unfair and all this stuff. And they're just like so aggressive this way. And then there's the other end of the spectrum, which is just like the dudes who just watch way too much rom-com and don't understand that they will be trampled over by women. That women in the modern world will eat them alive because they are too nice. They have no boundaries. So you want to be somewhere around, I'd say here, which is a little bit more on the skeptical side. But when the time is right, and by the way, be polite, be courteous, respectful to everyone. But going over the odds to be a true gentleman and give a woman the true gentlemanly experience, of course, you have to pick the right women. Don't just give that to anyone. So this means having old school gentlemanly values, but understanding the perils of modern day dating. As I said, there are so many women who set out to prey on nice guys. And when I say be a gentleman, some people think I mean be a simp. No, you need to understand how degenerate and crazy the modern dating world is. You need to look at her Instagram and understand realistically what kind of girl is she. You should be able to ask small fielding questions to her, see how she reacts in different environments, and from that derive realistically what kind of girl is she. So definitely you need to learn how to have your wits about you, but once you have fully scoped out a woman and assessed the quality of a woman, and if that sounds bad to some people, assess the quality of a woman, well, you think a woman isn't assessing the quality of a man, it goes both ways. So once you've properly assessed the situation, don't venture into the woman-hating territory, because honestly, that's a lot of what the whole Red Pill community has become. You know, they simply can't get over the fact that women in their 20s, especially early 20s, have certain privileges that men simply don't have. You know, all they can do is just cry and think about how unfair the world is. So cut that crap and be a modern gentleman. Now, here are a few examples. Now, the first one is pick up a girl and drop her home. Don't say, oh, I'll meet you there at 9 o'clock. Pick her up on the way. That's a gentlemanly thing to do. And obviously after, make sure she gets home safely. I've already discussed this, but pay the bill. The next simple thing, pull out the chair for her. And here's the next thing, and this might be a little graphic, make her finish first. Listen, if you want to get your numbers up and you want to have another notch in your belt, sure, just have sex. But quite frankly, if you want women that are going to stay around for a long time because they respect you, they're obsessed with you, they adore you, then you need to stop watching porn. You need to stop all this over-sexualization. You need to drop your ego and maybe learn a thing or two about female anatomy and the correct way to pleasure a girl. And once again, just a reminder, all of the things that I just listed, if a woman does not treat you with respect, if she is late, if she is on her phone all the time during your date, if she is all of these things, and you still do all of those acts and do it for a prolonged period of time, even though she disrespects you, you are a simp. You are nothing else. You are needy. You have no other options. So you need to tolerate that sort of behavior. If a woman is nothing but respectful to you, on time, listens, is not on her phone, has positive, uplifting energy, and you do all of those things, you are a gentleman. You are the modern gent. So there's a very big difference. You need to understand that difference. Now, the last concept that the new Renaissance man lives by, or the top 1% that I would consider lives by, is never get comfortable. You need to understand that a man who becomes comfortable is the most disgusting thing on earth to a woman. And the funny thing is, she will try to make you comfortable. If you're in a relationship with some woman, they will try to keep you in bed and cuddle and, oh, you don't need to go to the gym. You already went 3 times this week and all this stuff. You'll have certain women that try to tempt you with morning sex every morning instead of getting up, training, showering, and getting straight to work. Instead, you're there having morning sex. Then that turns into, oh, let's have some breakfast and watch some Netflix. And by the time you're actually at your desk working, it's like 12, 1 o'clock. So you need to acknowledge that women will constantly test you. They will constantly try to make you comfortable. And being comfortable is how you become complacent and weak. So I'm not saying never have sex or never cuddle or never having a morning lay-in with your partner. I'm saying that there is a time and place. And yes, you can do that when you deserve it, when you have accomplished your missions for the week. But I have seen so many incredible men, put aside top 1%, these are the top 001%, and they meet a woman and that woman makes him comfortable. And then the woman resents him. She doesn't respect him anymore. And the worst part is at the end of it all, she just leaves him. So be proud of your situation, but never be satisfied with where you are. Always keep pushing. You know, it's funny, Pierre, who's my business partner at one of my software companies, he asked me to meet one of his close friends, very successful dude, $100 million plus. And this entrepreneur, this guy, he asked me, hey, can I bring my cousin? You know, he's a fan of yours and stuff like that. I said, yeah, sure. This kid was 14 years old, had started multiple businesses, so switched on, so humble, so well-spoken, so well-dressed, all of these things at 14. And you know, he asked me for advice and I told him, listen, because you have time on your side, there's no doubt that you will be successful. Where I will truly see your colors is if you will stay successful. And this is a very important message for all of you guys. If you stay at whatever you're doing for the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, you will be successful. That is not a doubt. I've never seen someone stay at something for a prolonged period of time with unwavering focus and discipline and not be successful. The real question and the real test and the real place where legends are made is once you are successful, what do you do then? Do you get complacent? Do you falter? Do you get comfortable? Or do you keep pushing forward every day? So that, my friend, is the last subtle concept that the top 1% man lives by. So I want you to know that I'm watching from afar as a big brother of sorts. And as always, I'm rooting for you.